launch that was done. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of reasons that that launch did so well. And I can talk about that, actually.
Yeah,
but it's the biggest launch during the time that it was launched. Like, there might be some other programs that, like, over the course of its life.
Right.
But during, like, you know,
right,
a couple of weeks, it probably brought the most money.
Yeah, we did a few things differently. I mean, one of the things, it was actually open for 30 days, and people were laughing. 30 days really is nothing. I mean, you could only buy this thing for 30 days. You can't buy it now. You couldn't buy it before, and you can't buy it now. So for a product, that's nothing. But people were laughing I got getting emails like, what is this, the launch that goes on forever? Because people are so used to doing 8-day launches or whatever. And I've done a lot of those before. But, I mean, this product was marketed so well that, you know, why would you shut it down when we're still getting piles of sales every day? It just didn't make sense to do that. It wasn't like it was dwindling off, so that's one of the main reasons we kept it open. Mm-hmm. But people ask me a lot why the arbitrage conspiracy launch did so well. And as the individual that really put it together, there were a number of reasons. First of all, the hook was really good. And if you're putting out a product, you need to spend a lot of time thinking about what your hook is going to be. Why do they want it? So in that case, the hook was, here's a guy who makes $100,000 a day. He does it with no email list, no guru status because he never heard of him, and no product. So I was the one who came up with sort of that sort of tagline. No product, no email list, no guru status. And that was right there, that was something that got people thinking, wow, and he makes all this money. Now, in that case, it was a bit of a unique exception because this guy really does make that much money. It's not made up. So you don't always have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, here's someone who makes $100,000 a day. So that was obviously a great advantage to have.
It's something to keep in mind of.
That's
worth
proof. Yeah.
But we capitalized on that by saying, you know, hey, you don't need a product, a name, or an email list. And what is important to think about when you do any product launch or any product out into the marketplace is, what is your hook? You really need to think about what your hook is. So for my current product, for example, Forex product, there's a number of hooks, but for example, it's called Triad, and the idea is that this system intelligently reads the markets and it adapts to different market conditions depending on what's going on. So it knows how to trade automatically. That's kind of what makes it unique. You need a USP. And, you know, you want to talk about the fact that maybe it's easy for, you know, a beginner to use this. A beginner can absolutely use this. But it's also good for experts, too, because it will bring you to the next level. But kind of, so the hook is kind of like, hey, this works for everyone, and it intelligently reads the market so it knows what to do, because most systems work well in one market, but they really suck when the markets start doing something else. So this one's different. This works well in all markets. So that's kind of the angle that we're kind of using, which as a trader might not make sense to someone who's listening to this who isn't a trader, but as a trader, that's going to resonate with them. Because most traders know their systems only work sometimes. So why do you come out with a system that works all the time? So that's the angle. So you need to think about that and create the ideas around that. So we had a really good angle for that product, the arbitrage conspiracy product, because it was different. Who else wants to make a whole bunch of money with, you know, no product, no email list, and no one ever had heard of you? Because people are, I think, afraid that unless you're famous, no one's going to buy your stuff. Well, we proved that was completely untrue. So that was a key thing. Another thing that made it do really well were, of course, testimonials, and that's essential as well. Now, we may have had testimonials from big names, but you don't need that. If you have testimonials that are believable and real, that's going to be huge. So go to a location where you can get testimonials from people. You might even make a trip and drive somewhere to get a testimonial. At one point, I was ready and willing to, you know, get on an airplane and fly somewhere just to get a testimonial. Now, maybe that's going too far, but if you can drive for a few hours and get a 2 or 3 minute testimonial, that's going to be well worth it. So get those testimonials and put them on your sales page, because that's the social proof, the believability factor. So that's another reason that it did so well. It was a good hook. We had really good testimonials. And the other reason that I think it did so well, and this is another idea that people rarely do, and this is a big one. This is another 3-star idea as far as getting a product really out there and getting massive affiliate support. Go ahead and hold. What we did is we held a big conference in Las Vegas. Now, that's not going to be feasible for everyone, because you're obviously not going to be able to hold a big conference and get hundreds of people to come down to Las Vegas. It might, depending on what you're doing. But what you can do is you can hold something locally. maybe you're dealing with local people. And if you're not, and you can run the numbers, it's okay to spend a few dollars to fly someone in. You know, hey, I'll pay for your hotel, I'll pay for your flight. It might cost you $300, $400, or $500 for someone, but if you know that person can produce, it's going to be worth it times 100. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid, you know, to spend a few dollars and get people in, hold a little conference and say, hey, we're going to teach you something here about this, or give them, you know, we're going to talk about how we can work together, give them a reason why they're going to come in, and pay for them. And if you do that, they're in your debt. You know, they are in your debt, and treat them really well, pay for dinner. You know, it's worth spending a few dollars if you have the budget to do that, because now they pretty much owe you. They're pretty much going to promote. So that was another one of the main reasons that launch was such a massive launch, because we got everyone to come down. We gave them something. We subsidized the cost of them being there big time. And at that point, they're like, hey, well, you know, I had a good time. Sounds good. I think I'll promote it. And we had everyone in one room, so you're going to promote? Yeah. Are you going to promote? Yeah. I guess I'm going to promote. So it kind of creates that hype. And you could do that in any, again, in any industry. And you could even do it locally. If you go to a trade show, invite all the people that you met from that show, get them all together, get them all excited. So it doesn't have to be a grandiose thing. You can do it on a smaller level, but it's an effective way of getting affiliate support. And that was one of the biggest reasons why that launched it so well. We got everyone together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really killer. And especially like paying people's way and that sort of thing, it's awesome. The thing that I think is a lot of people, especially in this market, they don't have, like, they may not have as many people, or they might have enough money to do something like that. So let's talk about that a little bit, because I think it's a really great idea, probably really key for it. How could somebody that may be on a tight budget do it? And I think one of the cool things, like, because I went to that thing and I thought it was awesome. It was a great networking event. One of the best I've ever been to. The best I've ever been to. I mean, an insane amount of cool people there to talk to. I met a lot of people I've heard about forever, never actually met. I mean, it was awesome. But the thing that really added credibility to it is you have one guy that a lot of people knew. So maybe that could be the goal, is to get one guy first that has a lot of credibility and say, this is the invitation list. This is who's going to come. And one guy is talking about it, you know. And so that adds a credibility. Like, that guy's already big, so okay, this is for real. Although I think it would probably work anyway. If you said this is the invitation list, it's going to be great. But I think with the one guy, it would work a lot better. And so anyway, what do you think would be some of the really cool steps to, you know, for somebody who has no influence in the market and they don't really have that much of a budget, how could they pull off something like that?
There's a really easy way, one word, called webinar. Uh-huh. And what you could do is you could go ahead, and I definitely recommend partnering with someone that is well known. So what anyone could do is they could go find one person who's known in whatever niche it is that they are trying to market in, and say, hey, will you be the face, and I'll give you a percentage of sales, and you really don't have to do all that much. You just have to be the face, maybe record a couple of videos, the emails. I can even write the emails for you. We'll just put your name at the bottom. I mean, you know, so you don't have to do a lot of work, but you're going to get a percentage of it, and you're going to get even more exposure. You're going to get your name out there, and that's highly effective. So you can send out, for example, emails to people saying, hey, or to the potential affiliates saying, hey, from this individual, from your face. And you can say, hey, I'm holding a webinar to talk to you. I'm going to give you, you know, I do really well with XYZ, and I'm going to teach you why I do really well with XYZ. So come, it's all free, because you're a potential partner or future partner, so we want to give you all this information for free. And we're going to tell you how to do that in this webinar. Plus, we're also going to tell you how you can go ahead and sell this product and make, you know, 50% commission. So come to this webinar, it's a one time only, you know, build it up, and then you can get all these people coming in and doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way, because ultimately, this is also essential. The most important launch you do is to your affiliates. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other launch. It's the most important launch. It's far more important than the launch to the public, because if you don't have those affiliates, the public's never going to hear about your product. Good.